Okay, well, firstly, welcome everyone, and bear with me. This is my last one, so I'll probably take a couple of little liberties. If you all start getting bored, you can sort of wander over and get a cup of tea from Rosa over there, and I won't get offended. But it is a very significant moment for me personally. A little bit sad, but exciting as well. So it's my last presentation as CEO of Computershare. It's also very significant that it's Sandy's last presentation as chairman. And I'd really like to firstly thank Sandy. We were talking, we've had a couple of little dinners in the last couple of days, we've had board meetings, and Sandy sort of joined Computershare as his chairman in 1994. I think Simon Jones was responsible for introducing us to Sandy, and we were had absolutely zero idea. I see Mr. Griffin here too, which is the original shareholder with us, director. No idea what it was like to run a public company. And Sandy has been just an inspiration to us as far as just keeping a very level head. We were a technology company, so we did get a bit carried away at times. We didn't take as much notice probably we should sometimes to the underlying financials, but I think we've come a long way, and the board has reflected over the last couple of days. We had our board meeting, which sort of took a lot less because everything's going so well at the moment, but our financial report in the operations side of Computershare is totally different. So on behalf of myself, and I'm sure all the shareholders, the staff and the other directors, I think we should all thank Sandy very much. And he is staying on the board because he's the best picker of wine we've got in the whole company, so he's got a new job. He's the Simeon for Computershare's board meetings. Again, to my left is my dear sister, Sandy already mentioned Penny. Computershare is a technology, it started as a technology company, it is very important to us, and what Penn has achieved over the last couple of years, especially, well, the last, how many years you've been here, 82, but especially in the US, really demonstrated the strength of Computershare and her team. I can see a lot of Carol and Martin, a few other IT people up the back there, of what they really achieved, and you know, you should never underestimate the importance of Penny and her team in Computershare. So another lot of clapping. Come on. The next gentleman along is Tony Wales, who was also known for many, many years, and he actually, Michelle will remember this one, saved Computershare in 1982, was it, I think? 81, right, when we were tied up with another company that was going desperately broke, and Mr. Wales saved us and took a shareholding and bought out the other shareholders. Since then, Tony has been our CFO for many years and has been on the board of directors, a long-time friend, and has had huge value. Has also done a number of stints overseas. He was the first guy. We used to have a team of one member doing due diligence on RBS and Harris Bank and Scotia Bank. Well, he did it all. Now we need a team of about 10 people. But anyway, to Tony, fantastic, and thanks very much. The next one, Simon, and Simon has had a long history with Computershare. He was head of our audit when we went and floated on the market. We've known Simon for many years. Both Stuart and I rely on Simon. He's the only consultant I allow in the whole company. Well, he can't be a consultant anymore, but it's the only one we've ever had. Really good advice, and it's great to have Simon on the board. Thank you. The next gentleman, Dr. Marcus Gerber, who I met in a bar in after Oktoberfest one night. He was on the board of a company called Pepper, which we actually purchased some years ago. And I convinced him, I don't know whether he'd had a few too many, and he said yes at the time, and he couldn't go back on it. And he missed his plane the next morning. But a great guy that's been very high up in M&A around the world. You may not know, but since our last board meeting, he has one of the highest senior positions in the German government now. Which also means that he can't take any salary, and all his board fees actually get donated to our Change Your Life charity overseas. So, Marcus, and I think there was some suggestion with some noted proxy solicitor that Marcus had a conflict of interest or something, because we bought a business from them, from a company he was associated with about 5 years ago, and we still pay a little bit of rent. But Marcus, I don't think anyone can, he doesn't even get paid for this job, but he still comes all the way from Germany. And thank you, Marcus. Much appreciated. Two other, I'm going on. I warned you about this. Are you ready with a cup of teas? is Phil DeFreyo, who had to fly back this morning, was the head of Pacific Stock Exchange when we first met him, been involved with Archipelago, got some very senior board positions in the US, and is really helpful to our whole US business. The other one, Bill Ford, when he first joined us, actually, that's when General Atlantic Partner bought about 14% of Computershare at $1.30, so they've done pretty well. Bill Ford, since then, is the CEO now of General Atlantic Partners, which is probably the preeminent private capital firm in the whole world. He's also on the board of the New York Stock Exchange. I think if you look at that, we have been really blessed with some absolutely top directors and global directors, and yes, the team and us have done a good job, but without a very supportive board of directors, we wouldn't be anywhere. The other ones I want to bring, we sent an announcement out, and we got some stats the other day of how many staff of the 42 we had when we floated in 1994, how many are still with us, and there's actually 25, and I think, put your hands up, I think most of them are here. Yes. So a big congratulations for you lot. And that's not bad when you talk about turnover and staff. And we were at a management meeting of the Asia Pacific, and Carol Clough, who runs the IT for Australia and Asia Pacific, got about 350 people, and her staff turnover is less than 2%. Now, if you talk about the IT industry as an industry, it's one of the highest turnover, so a little clap for Carol. Also, getting emotional now, special thanks to my lovely wife Marie there, and my three children. I think Nikki's here. Casey's actually working. She's got the best. She can listen to her dad and get paid for it as well. I don't know where Hayley's gone. Oh, there's Hayes. Sorry, I thought you went out. Well, Hayley, who actually works for Computershare. So thank you, wife and children, for your great support over the years. Now we'll get on to what I was meant to be talking about. Right, I've got a little, which one do I do here? This one? That one, yeah, right. I'll just quickly go through the various regions, very briefly. Australia, I've got to be careful here, because the new guy that took over, Stuart Crosby, is doing brilliantly at the moment. Mark Davis, I don't know if Mark's here, is he? Ah, there's Mr. Davis. Took over running Australia and New Zealand, doing an absolutely brilliant job. We heard presentations from all his senior managers yesterday. And we're really starting to get some momentum in Australia and some great things happening, so it's good to see that. New Zealand, people will remember, Mike Smith has retired in December. Mike Smith was the CEO of the company we bought in New Zealand in 1996. A great guy. We had a dinner with him and the board the other day. We've now got Tim Bond, who came from Melbourne, ran Perth, and now is running New Zealand. And it's really good to see some of these young guys coming up through Computershare, and it really just shows the strength of the organisation. I think there's been a bit of a perception sometimes in the past that, you know, Computershare is a few guys, but there's a real strength of very good people underneath, and it's great to give them the opportunity. So New Zealand, as always, just outstanding results. We have got a little competitor over there, which is we're going back in time with what we had in Australia, which is the Stock Exchange of Perpetual, the Stock Exchange New Zealand. They got out of it because they saw the stupidity of being the regulator and also competing. So we've got Link, who is our competitors in Australia with the New Zealand Stock Exchange, actually competing with us, but they haven't been very successful up to now. Singapore really is just a design place. There's a lot of good designers. So the Pepper CRM business out of Germany actually has about 20 designers in Singapore. India is going okay, Stuart? Very well, right, yes. Stuart said the other day they're a bit worried because they have another IPO in India, they'll probably get 20 million applications. We're not sure what's going to happen then. Hong Kong is probably one of the standout purchases, I think, of Computershare, but one of the standout offices. And if you recently watched the press, and I was in the UK, and there was some press in the UK, which when we did the ICBC. Float, which is the first actually EIPO in Hong Kong market, where we had over 100,000 applications on the web in 3 days. Overall, we had nearly 1 million applications, and that's just one of about 4 very large IPOs we're doing in Hong Kong, which all come out of China. It's a very exciting office for us because there's a lot happening mainly driven by what's happening in China. We've got some really good people now on the ground actually in China, which is investing there, really starting. There's some great opportunities in China in the plans area. We're very close to the regulators there, so it's a long-term sort of strategy there, but it is an extremely exciting sort of area and what could happen there in the future. Similar goes with Japan. Our joint venture with UFJ Mitsubishi is actually going extremely well. We're still waiting for the next stage, which is really dependent on what happens with the market structures in Japan and how they design the new settlement, whatever system. So again, that, who knows what's going to happen there, but it could be very exciting. Next one, I've got two of my what I call bums in the UK, business unit managers here, in Martin Drake and Jeff Price. Obviously I'm a little bit connected to the UK. If you don't really know, now I've got my real job, and I actually, in that job, I report to Stuart, because I'm head of the UK, Ireland and South Africa. And I've been spending a lot of time in the UK and having more fun than I have for many years, basically, and it's been just a wonderful experience to get back to it. But we've really made some very dramatic sort of changes in the UK operation. I think probably this year, we'll probably compared to 3 years ago, we'll take about three times more money. But it's an exciting place. There's a lot happening. It is the centre of Europe for us anyway, and there's a lot of other countries, as you can see there, where we actually run a lot of business out of the UK. Ireland, finally, I always joke about the Irish and going to the pub and drinking Guinness, but they finally got the message because the guy in Ireland, Trevor Watkins, I said, if you don't really improve these results, I'm sending Stuart over. Well, Stuart was going to go over for a week and sit in his office. And amazing, the last 2 weeks has been, the last 2 months have been dramatic improvement in the figures in Ireland. So you see, Stuart's so good he doesn't even have to go there, just the threat of going there. South Africa, again, is a place that a lot of us that have been there get very emotional about because they're just absolutely lovely people. We've got a guy there after a few false starts called Stan Launch who's absolutely doing a brilliant job. The last couple of times, because you know, it's a different market, the people don't get paid much there, we've actually given all the staff there 50 shares each, and you might think that's much, but in the context of South Africa, that's huge. Very loyal staff, a dominant market position, and so that's going extremely well. Martin Drake, who's head of IT in the UK, actually looks after that. Thank you, Martin. Germany, again, oh, I just saw my brother there. Germany is, you know, we got involved with Pepper about 4 years ago, and again has been a very, it's taken time to get going, but we've got about 300 people now in Munich and Frankfurt. We've got 85% of the AGM market there, which is an extremely big market. We've got the Pepper CRM business, which we do a lot of clients like Microsoft, HP and that, which is going extremely well. So, and Germany is really the base for us into Austria and Switzerland, that area of Europe. So again, all just sort of coming together. Russia, which I do talk about a bit, is hugely exciting. There's just so much money there, they don't know what to do with it. We've just recently announced we did two acquisitions. We went to 60% of NRC, a company we're involved in, and 40% of Nicol, another registry. Guys were over this week talking to another two people. We sort of can't... What happened in Russia is they were very keen to... beforehand, what used to happen is the companies actually ran their own register. And the government said, well, this is really not kosher. You should really have a reputable, but you've got to have an outside party maintaining your share register. So it was one of the sort of things that gets to me more than probably making money or upgrade or anything else is just Computershare in that market is seen as the leaders in the world. Everybody wants Computershare as a shareholder just so they can say they've got the best in the world as a shareholder in their company. And that sort of says a lot for Computershare, and I think people here just don't understand the sort of reputation that Computershare as a company has got around the world now. In some ways, we probably get more respect, even probably in the US now, than we actually get here, I think, sometimes. And it's something we should all feel very proud of. Austria is really AGMs again. Italians, better be careful here. Any Italians in the... They are my challenge in life at the moment. You know, I'm in the UK and I have to deal with Italians, but they're wonderful and we were getting involved with this company and we took a small shareholding because it was helping us some other things, and I went out to dinner with one night with the two guys that owned it, and went out to dinner, had a nice dinner, and I was being very serious. I said, you know, what sort of reporting will we get every month? And the guy started laughing, and I said, well, is that funny? I mean, you know, we're a public company, when we invest in ones, we want to sort of keep up to date how it's going. He said, well, now we don't have any accounting systems or accountants. At the end of each year, I give all the check punts and all the receipts to my accountant. And this is €9 million turnover. And I said, what are we getting into here? So anyway, before we signed the deal, we forced them to buy, and we actually put our own accountant in there for 4 months and actually got a general ledger system now. So they sort of don't worry. Oh, Rose, sorry. Spain, again, I don't know if you noticed what happens in Europe, but the Spanish seem to be buying everything at the moment. They just bought Heathrow and all the airports there. They're just buying a power company. The Spanish seem to be buying all of Britain. So, but we're getting a lot of proxy solicitation work. So really, Italy, Spain and France are really about our proxy solicitation business, which is going extremely well. It obviously always does when we have a lot of M&A activity. All right. Now, America, obviously, as Sandy said, it has been a highlight. There is more and more of our revenue coming from there. I've been trying to convince the board that's not going to be the case, because the UK is going to make more in a month than the US in a year or so. But we really, it has been a standout, and Steve and his crew in the US should be really congratulated. They had some tough times to start with. We didn't make much money, but we stuck to our guns, and now it's a very profitable operation. And it's overall, and I think that's about the story about today, is that basically everything seems to be going really well at the moment. Now, we can't expect that to happen forever, but it's really great. And in the US, like the mutual funds has been an absolutely brilliant business, which was sort of 2 years ago was a very small business. Now it's a huge business, where the dominant player in the US, what do we have, 1,500 people on phones at one stage, where we just get all the big jobs because we're really the only ones that can do it. And so it's a really exciting place. The TA side, we've had some really major wins against our major competitors in the US, even in the TA business lately, you know, all $1 million plus wins. So it's really starting to get some momentum up there in the surveys of the quality and everything else. We're starting to win them. So it's and people now really look to Computershare in the US as the best player. Canada, again, has always been one of our greatest acquisitions, I think, and we just got it by chance. It was quite funny when we bought Harris, if you haven't heard the story. And the only other bidder for Harris Bank's business in Chicago was Scotiabank in Canada, because Harris was not going to sell it to Mellon Bank or Bank of New York or any of the other competitors in the US. So we just, Wildy and I, did a couple of days due diligence and said, this looks all right. And we said, it's a horrible mess, but we'll work it out. And then Scotiabank, about 2 weeks later, rang me up and said, because they were the losing bidder, do you want to buy ours? And they didn't even go to tender, and it was been one of the best purchases we've ever done. It's continually sort of a really good increase, great people in Canada, very loyal Computershare employees, and a great operation to have.